The Wisconsin DNR has been selling waterfowl stamps for more than 40 years. Each year, sales from the stamps generates hundreds of thousands of dollars for habitat management, restoration, education, and research projects.
It's a great program in that the duck stamp fee actually doubles in what we get in projects. However, after all the years of no increase, cost of inflation and stuff, we're seeing a lesser bang for our buck because the duck stamp hasn't been increased.
Former Wisconsin Conservation Congress Chair Larry Bondi was one of many people working for the better part of the last decade to get the Wisconsin legislature to increase the cost of the duck stamp. Since 1997, the price of the stamp has been at $7. By increasing that price by $5, Bondi believes the DNR will be able to fill all the project funding requests that come in.
These wetland projects are just incredible for anybody who's a bird lover, bird watcher, watching the migratory waterfowl use them. Trappers benefit from it. So there's a lot of people who purchase these waterfowl, this duck stamp, that aren't really waterfowl hunters, but they realize the good in it. So it also offers an opportunity for the non-consumptive user, who may be a birder, to buy this stamp and be a contributor to something that really enhances the resource for all Wisconsinites.
The Joint Finance Committee voted to include the $5 increase in the next state budget. There's still a lot that needs to happen for it to pass, including a full Assembly and Senate vote and be approved by Governor Tony Evers. But Bondi is hopeful.
Well, the supporting groups that all were part of this coalition to make this happen this year worked extremely hard to have Governor Evers have it in part of his budget. So when you see the Joint Finance put something that was already in the governor's budget back into the budget when they essentially create a new one, we feel we have an extremely good opportunity to make it go this time around.
The Joint Finance Committee is still working on budget items. It's not expected to go to the full legislature for a vote until later this summer. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.